This life was all I ever wanted.
I'm not leaving. Not yet.
I was hoping you'd say that.
We gotta hit the streets, make some money.
People like us must destroy people like him. Buckle up.
Get Showtime free at Showtime.com.
My brother Jack.
Oh my God. We back.
Let's go. All the smoke.
Just getting started, baby. Just getting started.
Welcome back to a special quarantine edition of All the Smoke.
Hey, this gonna be the realest one. I ain't mean to cut y'all, brother, yes, but this gonna be probably our realest episode, man.
Talk yes, that sir. Shit. Nah, I mean, I've been trying to get. Me and him been working behind the scenes, man. We got some dope shit coming together, man. His story's got to be told. Bay Area yes, legend.
Legend.
Shit. J.R. Ryder, man. Welcome to the show.
Respect and love. Stack, respect and love, Matt. Love
man,
y'all,
my
man.
Brother,
appreciate
man.
That.
Love,
you know that.
We appreciate you.
You know that.
We appreciate you. We appreciate you.
Hey, you know what I mean? On, everybody know it, man. Feeling y'all buzz, man. I love y'all, bro.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Oof. Coming from you,
we
that means a lot.
It,
dog. Cause you done
yes,
been
sir.
Through some shit, baby. But anyway, man, how are you in the family holding up in these crazy times right now?
Honestly, you know, beard, hair grown or whatever, you know, I've been locked down. You know, we've been trying to be locked down. You know, I put it in the sky, so sometimes the necessary essentials are needed. But, you know, honestly, to be real serious, you know, being safe, man, staying out the way, because it's real. It's spreading. It's real. It's contagious. There's no cure for it right now. You know what I mean? It's working. You know, I'm an old school Rasta at heart. I boil water, put the orange peels and
just
the lemons
me
in
too.
There.
I've been on there
you know
too.
What I mean?
Me
yeah,
too.
Man.
We all
you know
did,
what
yeah.
I mean? And everybody, you know, drink some hot tea. You know, just trying to stay out the way. It's hard, you know, take my little man to go hoop at the court, try to just put some shots up, you know, with nobody there. But just stay out the way, man. You know, just got to find things to do at the house, man. But I wish everybody God's protection and God's love to be safe out there because it's real.
Absolutely.
So we got to stay in the house, man. If nobody had never sat down before, you know, you just sit down. It'll be all right, you know what I mean?
You ain't
just
missing nothing because no one else could do
you
nothing anyway.
Nothing.
You ain't missing nothing.
Right.
You mentioned your son. So our son's got a chance to battle AU. If people don't know, you coach, you have a whole program out in Arizona, right? What's the name of the program?
Sky Riders.
Yeah,
Young Sky Riders.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So we got a chance to play. We played them one time and hit like a deep ass three at the buzzer to beat them. But we're one of we're one on the West Coast. And I want to say your team is like two or three, right? You got a really talented young team.
I think two or three. It varies. We go to two to four. We're in the top five.
Yeah.
I'm saying the top five. I think we two right now, though. I think we two right now.
I want to say you guys
that's
are right
dope.
Underneath us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the whole West Coast, man. So that says a lot. It was great to, you know, catch up and see you there because that's where we kind of reconnected. And after that, you know, we locked back in and sat down and, you know, fellowshipped and now we got some business we working on together, man. So I appreciate that.
Man, I appreciate you, bro. We locked in immediately, but it is we connected there. You know what I mean? Came to your spot, opened your doors open to me. We chopped it up. You know what I mean? Share war stories. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And future stories. So we lock it in. We're gonna do some business. I got a story to tell. We got other business to do, but man, you're a real one. So I always appreciate you embrace our conversations and the opportunities that we may have and moving forward. That definitely moving together, man.
Your
little dudes, though, they hard. They nice. You got a nice team. And to those that don't know, Matt does his thing. His team is number one out there, right? He takes pride in his little boys. You know, he's quiet about it, right? So we go in there, we have our business.
I flip it on him. Yeah, I'll be spazzing on him like I used to spaz.
You know what I mean? we all go there. It's hard coaching our kids, too, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I salute you, bro. You know, I salute you. You know what I mean? My son is a year younger than everybody. So for him to kind of just be hanging with the big boys, the fifth graders, you know what I mean? I'm real proud of him, though. You
know what I mean? He got game, too.
He
got game, too. It's dope being able to see that next generation. I mean, that's where we would see Kobe at, too. We would always see Kobe. You know, he would be coaching Gigi. We'd be coaching our boys. You see Robert Horry up there. You see a lot of guys up there coaching their kids, and I think it's beautiful, man.
Man, Z-Bo, Jay Rich, I was seeing a lot of dudes up there. You know what I mean? And, you know, I got goosebumps when you mentioned Kobe. You know what I mean? I was back-to-back at the Mama Center. So I had seen him in like, I think it was December, January, something like that. We were back to back coaching, you know what I mean? He was coaching his girls, you know what I mean? And I was coaching my boys, and we vibe and kick back for a minute. And we always take a picture and, you know, say something for a minute and holler.
Right.
You know what I mean? That was really my competitor, but you know what I mean? We was Gucci, you know what I mean? So
right.
It was awesome to see him really give all he had to his girl, to his young daughter, right, and those girls. You know what I mean? I seen it in his eyes, you know, like, hey, come, right. You like this? You having a good time in retirement? And I could just see it in his eyes that he loved it. And he gave it all to him like we doing right now. You know what I mean? He made a difference in lives like we doing right now. I'm getting texts right now from teenagers and different people because everybody's sitting at home thinking about who they love, who did something good for them in their life, who matters, right? So I'm getting texts from different people. You know what I mean? Thanks, coach, man. I remember you did this, that, and other. So, you know, that feels good to touch lives.
That's real talk, man. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Kobe, you got a chance to play with him at the beginning of his career, at the end of your career. And we had talked about this when we had sat down at the crib. Tell us some of the stuff that went on, because you caught a young Kobe, and you guys are in the same position, right?
For sure. So my third year in the league was Kobe's first. He came in with KG, right? Mm-hmm. They came in together, right?
I think so.
I believe so. So my third year was his first. Eddie Jones was starting off, you know, at the time.
Yeah, Kobe said that.
He was an all-star. He was an all-star, whatever. Fake all-star, but he was an all-star, right? And then Kobe, I just remember Kobe, a young lion. You know, just like, you know how young lions hunt? You know what I mean? They're like, man, I can get out there and get me a kill. You know what I mean? Just put me in the game, coach.
Yeah, he was over there hungry.
Oh, he was over there hungry. I just seen it in his eyes, right? So when he got in the game, right, and I used to kill Eddie Jones. I used to really, really serve that guy. So Kobe, real talk, you know what I mean? Pooped a silver spoon one time too in Inglewood. It wasn't even no smoke. I just said, what's up? But that's some whole other stuff, right? But so Kobe on the bench waiting. You know what I mean? Kobe on the bench waiting, ready to go. When he got the game, he was real, I'm just gonna say it, wild, right? He was kind of wild. But I remember calling my brothers at home like, man, I just played against the rawest young 18-year-old that's probably out there. I mean, I ain't never played against a young boy that got it like this. So I'm 24, 25, big boy. You know what I mean? 220, 224, 225, playing big, you know, jumping, doing all that, what he doing. But I was a grown man, so in my mind, no young boy was going, you know, I wasn't going for that. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm going to take it to the paint, we're going to blow for blow, or whatever we're going to do. I wasn't going for that, but I seen the greatness in him young, right then, when I called home, like, man, this young boy going to be nice. Fast forward to 3 years later, I mean, watching him go to work, and I'm doing my thing, and then they traded Eddie, put him in the game. So his, I guess, fourth year is when really got on, right? Something like that, I think. Eddie was gone, he got in the game, and he never looked back, right? He never looked back. I start to see him fourth, fifth, sixth year in the league. So my seventh, eighth, whatever. You know what I mean? Sixth, seventh, eighth. I'm seeing him. We going at it. Kobe a big boy now. You know what I mean? Period. So we going blow for blow. Then, bop, he went in the lab. And he took over the league, dog. That's all I can say with that one, man. He took over the league, bro. You know what I mean? I know he was mimicking Mike. I grew up on Mike like dudes grew up on Steph and Kobe and all that. So I get it, right? But so one thing I will say is that I've seen him come from that young boy to take over the league, you know, giving everybody 30s, you know what I mean? Giving everybody work. So I tipped my hat off to him, but I never really like, at the end of the day, I was like, man, I'm too strong for this dude. So I know we both got some, you know, we got some stuff and he nice, but if I, you know, I'm going to beat you up. You know what I mean? I'm gonna beat you up in the paint. And you're gonna have to double team. So they had to double team me every time. It don't matter if Kobe, whoever was on me, once I got about 18, 19 feet on in. With that being said, I get to Portland. We go at it. We lose in the Western Conference Finals. They trade me. I had just led Portland the prior 3 years in scoring. I was their lead, Rashid and all of them. You know what I mean? I was the leader. Those was my boys. We had a nice night. I was the oldest dude on the team in my sixth, seventh year. We was nice. We had two starting fives. Jermaine O'Neal was a rookie that season. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We had two starting fives. You know what I mean? We was real nice. So they traded me to Atlanta. I remember in Atlanta. So I'm in the top five in the league in scoring, killing the East Coast. I have been on the West Coast my whole career. I'm killing the East Coast. I remember Kobe getting 30, I get 30. I go to LA Lakers the next year. Kobe says to me on the first day of training camp, "Hey Jay, let's go one-on-one, bro." I'm talking to B-Shaw and Shaq. I said, "Well, hold on, man." I said, this after practice on the first day. I said, "Hold on, man. You know what I mean? I've been jet skiing. I've been out in the water. I've been listening to Bob Marley. You know what I mean? You know, I'm trying right. to tell him, man, I gotta blow this out, man. Give me about a week or two. Let me get in shape. You know what I mean? And I get right. You know what I mean? He a square, so I didn't really want him on my full business. So you know, he's like, okay. I'm still talking to Shaq and B. Shaw. He doubled back. He said, "Let me know when we get that one-on-one, Jay. Just let me know." I said, "Nigga, what you say?" "All right."
He wanted to smoke.
Oh, we went right now, though. We went right there. So we went right up to the court, you know what I mean? And, he handled his business. I'm out of shape. I can make no excuses. He handled his business. 5'1", 5'3", 5'2", 5'4". I said, "Man, when I get in shape, we're going to run that back." He like, "All right." You know Kobe, like, "All right." Right? I'm like, "Oh, this little young nigga here, man, okay." So, come back the next day of practice. I'm kind of mad. I ain't gonna lie, I'm mad. Kobe says to Phil, "I want only JR to guard me for the rest of the year. Not D Fish, not, what's that boy?
Devin George?
Devin George, Tyronn Lue, Ron Harper, B. Shaw, none of them. Just have JR guard me." So, with that being said, we went at it all year, man. I respect him, I salute him. He took over the league, and we went blow for blow that whole year. You know, it was times I had to come out my long sleeve, and we get after it. You know what I mean? I don't want to put nobody on blast, but since I'm rolling, you know what I mean? I remember Diesel told me, I think that story is out there. Didn't Robert Ory put out a story about what Diesel was going to give somebody about Kobe, about some money?
Tell us.
Now tell us.
Oh, man. I love you, Diesel. R.I.P. Shaq. I mean, R.I.P. Kobe. Oh, man, I'm going to go there. So, when I first get to the Lakers, Shaq tells me, "If you and Kobe get into it, it's 10 G's in the locker." You know what I mean? I'm sorry, Shaq. I love you. I should have texted you first. You know what I mean? It's 10 G's in the locker.
Hey, how many days a week you want me to get into it with him?
This is 3 days into practice. He's like, "It's 10 G's up there, da da da." I'm like, "Man, come on, you playing, man. It's 10 G's and $1 bills, man. If you ever get into it and you handle your business, grab that." I couldn't believe it. I'm new to the Lakers. I'm like, "Man, these boys is crazy, bro." My bad. I've been running for 5 minutes. What's good?
No, man, we love it. That's what the fans love that shit, man. Be getting these inside stories, especially being able to tell a story about Shaq and Kobe, man. That shit is dope. We love it.
Hey, he would have had to put a cap on that shit for me, man. 10,000 in my locker right
every
now.
Day?
Okay, so how many days a week you want me to start shit with this motherfucker? Because I'm going to, if it's 10 racks every time, shit, you're going to be coming out for 100 a week.
I used to do it for free.
That's going to add up over the course of the year. But this is my thing. Man, I would have been off the team so fast, somebody put a lay a hand on that man.
Man, already know.
That's the great one. How you going? You lay a hand on that man, you was out of there.
Yeah. Yes, sir. You already know.
But that's dope. You guys got to share that experience. I mean, a lot of people don't know. Now is a good time. We were talking about this the other day, of being able to go back and watch film on you. You know what I mean? Would you play 9 years?
Nine. Short
but you
nine.
Were a killer. A quick nine, but you was killing. You know what I mean? Top five in scoring. You won the dunk contest. Like, you was out there and you really did your thing, man. And although you beat the odds with nine. You could have definitely played more in my eyes. But when you were out there, you were a certified killer.
Man, right on, family. I was out there trying to eat like y'all, just like y'all.
You was killing.
That's why when I think I got out as soon as y'all came. No, we might have put a few together. You know what I mean? I came after y'all first couple. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I used to be like, man, they're my type of motherfuckers, man. They're my type of guys right there.
Hey, can you imagine him on our We Believe team? He's back at home in the Bay on our We Believe team.
And Nelly knew me from high school because Mitch Richmond used to pick me up in high school. He was my mentor for my big brother, salute.
Yeah, shout out Mitch.
In high school when I was going through some grade problems, and Nelly was the coach, he said, "Let him come to practice." I played 2-on-2 against Mullen and Marshallonis. Me and Mitch played 2-on-2, it was all love. But yeah, man, I came in the league averaging 20 my first six in a small market, not even a go-to guy, just like just like, man, I'm going to get mine, man. You know what I mean? Like, man, Buckets. I'm going to get mine. My enemy's necessary. You know what I mean? It was crazy.
And that's what I loved about you, bro. That's what I loved about you.
That's kind of funny. When KG first came to Minnesota, he tells me in the first week, all I want to do is catch lobs, block shots, rebound, and run the floor. That's it. Let's go. I said, no. Because a man was 7 feet with reach. I said, you crossing over, you shooting, you pulling up, you're dunking. I said, no, I need you to put up 8 to 15 attempts a game, 8 to 20. I get double teamed every night. What you mean you ain't going to shoot? He told me, no, we good. That's all I'm going to do. Do your thing. I got you. I was like, this young boy crazy. In the game, he was young, talking about, he had blocked shot, talking about, excuse my voice, he'd be, outlet, let's go, and run it, get the rock. Animated hype from day one. I was like, I got one. You know what I mean? It was, man, KG, salute to you, boy. Yeah.
His passion was unmatched, man. KG's passion was unmatched. And we talked, we had him on the show, and we talked to him about you. But a lot, you probably don't hear this a lot because, you know, a lot of people don't really bring your name up a lot. But as far as guys who played the game, And real ones like me who had to get it from the mud, bro, you an idol to us. You fall in that category with AI. You fall legend. In that category with AI to us, bro, like a legend because you overcame all the odds and you was a dog, nothing one-handed. You had to go get it. And seeing you do it, seeing AI do it, guys that come before us, that made all that shit possible for us, dog. So we got to give you your flowers now.
Man, I thank you so much, my brother. Respect, man. That's, I mean a lot, man, from ones that did it. You know what I mean? All my peers, you know what I mean? Because we're a fraternity and real recognize real. And we know who the real guys were, the real hoopers are, the guys that may not get that love, but still their peers love them and know what they, you know, what they did. And for me, I play with a chip on my shoulder, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I led the nation to scorn, you know, out of college, you know what I mean? You know, a lot of, so everybody got a story though, you know what I mean? But it's like, I didn't graduate from high school. My own high school coach failed me my senior year. Granted, I deserved some of that. So from there, Mitch Richmond came in my life. Come on, pick yourself back up. I got back rolling. What I'm saying is, I went to Nike camp. I missed the McDonald's game. I got off the radar. You know what I mean? So when I came back, I went to junior college because of it. You know what I mean? So when I came back my junior year, my senior year, you know what I mean? I would have came out junior. I didn't want to go late first round. I was like, man, I'm going to stay one more year. But when I came out, Penny, Allen Houston, Van Exel, Webb, everybody you can think of, who is this dude? They forgot, you know, from 88, I mean, a few years early in high school. But I loved it. I was mad at my coach, you know what I mean? Mad at the world, on the hoop court, though. Mad at the world, playing with a chip on my shoulder, you know what I mean? So when I got picked fifth, I remember going to combines. I'm the second guard taken after Penny, you know what I mean? And we're going to talk about me and Penny's story, too. We had some nice little battles, though, you know what I mean? Respect to Penny. But I'm the second guard taken after Penny. So in my head, I'm in combines, I'm in college, like, oh, I'm playing, I'm getting 30-9, shooting over 40% from three, over 50% from two, and getting 30-9. So I'm like, y'all, I'm second team All-American, so you got Calvert Cheney, player of the year, and all these dudes. So we get to combines, you know how I go. I'm like, who's the, okay, I'm eating. They're not playing like I'm playing. I'm playing with a chip on my shoulder. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Playing for bread and meat. I tell kids this now. You know what playing for bread and meat means?
It's like, a whole different feeling. Talk to him. Whole different
you
know feeling.
You ever seen a hungry dude, a hungry player playing for bread and meat? So I was one of them dudes. You know what I mean? So I got picked fifth. It wasn't because of whatever. It's because I went to work. I couldn't have went to work my senior year, but I went to work in them combines. So in the NBA, man, I'm going to tell you something. It was dudes making all-star teams. Like these little ones say now, they was my sons, these little dudes. They was, bro, I was killing these dudes.
Punishing.
You know what I mean? I was killing these dudes. I remember the Eddie Jones, the Finleys, the whatever. I ain't got no disrespect to nobody, you know what I mean?
But you was punishing. It ain't no disrespect, dog. This is just the truth.
If we in the same room, I say the same thing, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't mean to name drop them, but they was in the Western Conference Finals. I knew Mitch Richmond. And Drexler was going to get in because of, you know, whatever. But even when I came, I was a problem. You know what I mean? Mitch, that's my brother. We went blow for blow. But I was a problem for Drex. And all them young ones, I'm serving all them.
Yeah,
I couldn't get an all-star game for nothing. I'm averaging 24 in February. You know, that's all-star time. Dudes averaging 17. I didn't gave them 29, and they need double teams the whole four games. So I played mad sometime. Like, man, you playing with me. But At the end of the day, we bad boys sometimes. We play with that chip on the shoulder, you know what I mean? The media, you know, showing my chest, you know what I mean? They didn't even know what it was about. Y'all folks talk about me, want to do an interview with me after the game. Man, you know what I mean? I play with a chip on my shoulder. CJ's 34 in his heart, you know what I mean? That passion, you know, I'm going to give it to you like that. You know what I mean?
But I'm always, as hard as we go, some nights them double teams don't even work.
It don't work. You know what I mean?
Sometimes some double teams don't even work. I'm hopping through that.
We learned from Mike. I'm fading away from the double team now. You know what I mean? I'm hopping through that. I'm going before the double team come. You know what I mean? If you ain't talking to me, like we talk to dudes. You know, if dudes don't talk back, I'm really in you now. You know
what
I mean?
I'm going to abuse
you. Yeah, I'm going to abuse you. I remember a lot of my friends used to tell me, man, why you post so much, Jay? I'm like, man, I'm 15 pounds heavier than everybody. And I can see it in the eyes. They don't want no smoke down here, dog. You know what I mean? I'm going to give me 10 easy points. Mid, post, whatever, bro. All right, I got these threes and these blow-bys, but I'm going to give it to them how they want it. Because it's too many. I ain't going to catch and shoot 5 times in a row. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because this coach want me to. You know what I mean? I'm going to beat somebody up and get some money.
Mm-hmm. Easy.
Bang on.
Easy money.
Bang on them. Nah, we love that. It was funny too, Jack mentioned it, but we had happened, I guess you had did an interview, and then we had happened to have KG, and they told the Michael, you guys both told the Michael Jordan story. And that shit was hilarious.
Hilarious.
Do you have any other memorable matchups against Mike outside of that one? Because, I mean, that story went viral. Everybody's seen it. And they mirrored your guys' story. Were dead on each other. It was crazy.
Hey, that was spot on, man. I saw that. I was laughing so hard. And that was so real. You know what I mean? And I had to guard that man. So KG was just on one feeling good. But I do have another story that's, to me, I think is cool. So this is my first time playing against Mike, right? I played against him in the All-Star. Scottie Pippen had an All-Star game the year before Mike kissed the floor and did all of that. So I'm in Chicago. We playing in that. So he sat out, played that summer. So he comes back. My first time playing against him live in the NBA game. So we go out to center court. They about to do jump ball. You know, we all go out, ride beside each other. My first time playing against the Bulls. And they was like, you know, rock stars, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I remember, let me rewind. I remember on the bench about to walk out, and you know, I'm looking at Mike, and Mike used to tap his toes, you know what I mean? Stretch his hands out real wide, you know what I mean? And do the little, you know, little Mike little walk. So I grew up with him, that was my idol, so I'm looking at him, right? Looking at his mannerisms, characteristics. We go out to half court. I remember Mike look at me, I got a ball head, wristband up to my elbow, like way up here, like, you know, he's way up here to the bicep.
Yeah.
Mike look at my head, look at the wristband, look down on me. I had on my own shoes. I had Skyriders. Look down on my shoes, look back up at me, right, and look this way, right? So I look at him like, what
he? He sized you up.
He did, but in my mind, I'm like, oh, he probably think I'm trying to look like him.
Yeah.
I say, ref, real story. I say, ref, hold up. I take off the wristband. I'm running to our bench. Take off the wristband, throw it to our trainer, come back out there, look at him, and we just get it in. You know what I mean? We just get it in. So, but in my mind, I'm looking at him like, I thought he was looking at me like, oh, you want to be like me, huh? You want to be like Mike? So I'm a big boy now. I'm like, ain't no more idols, man. I mean, it's that go time now. You know,
my idols become rivals.
I ain't trying to look like you. You know what I mean? But that's some whole other stuff. But that KG is the real hoop stuff. You know, after that, like Rashid, it's funny, man. Rashid hit me after he saw the KG, and I remember in Portland, I did something similar. I don't really know what he was talking about, but I think I had to go back and look at the game. I pulled up some footage. And Mike went by me and, you know, did something to Sheed. But it was almost, Sheed contested it. He almost dunked on Sheed, but it was like real nasty. And people was talking shit to Mike and had him on one. So he was kind of trying to go at the bigs, you know what I mean? He just, you know, made them all, remember? Yeah.
Got to.
But that was it, man. You know what I mean? And gang, I stayed quiet with Mike, bro. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna lie. But yeah, I used to give him some numbers, though, on the low. I did. I ain't gonna fret.
Hey,
he got his, you know that.
1994, slam dunk champ, the East Bay Funk is born. Talk to us about that.
Bro, I've been doing that dunk since like ninth grade. You know what I mean? I was doing that dunk ninth grade. So it was just something from way back for me. Everybody was doing Dominique's, Jordan's, you know, doing their dunks. So, you know, one day I tried it and got close. So I was like, oh, I'm gonna have that. And then I had it in like a week. So I've been doing, like, people that know me go old school with me, that went to school with me, know I've been doing that dunk since like 14, 15. You know what I mean? The Boys Club dunk contest. Chris Mullin, when he played for the Warriors, judged the dunk contest when I was a youngster at the Boys Club and I did that dunk. But with that being said, I just kept it going. Brought it to college. You know, I freaked it in college and won the college dunk contest. And they was like, okay, you know what I mean? And then, you know, when I got to the NBA stage, obviously went to a tremendous level. Man, that's just old school. That's that neighborhood stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I mean, you was going between the legs. And you know what I mean? Like you said, in high school and then in the pros, you did it. What do you think about the creativity, so, you know, to this point? Because all these dunks have been done. You know what I mean? So you got to come with some crazy shit now to make a way. But these kids are coming with that crazy shit and making a way. What are your thoughts on it being a former slam dunk champ?
So I won't lie, right? Since 93, right? People have been going between legs, whether it's Kobe, Vince, Bron, you know, well, Bron never been it, but other dudes, you know, was going between the legs. And I was like, man, this is crazy. Jay Rich and, you know, there's others. I was like, are you kidding me right now? I mean, these dudes was doing some crazy stuff, man, and still doing crazy stuff. So to me, the evolution of the dunk, like, so I didn't practice dunks. You know what I mean? I didn't, you know, the first dunk contest, the second dunk, I didn't go out there. I didn't have no routine. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't practice no dunks. You know what I mean? And even coming up in high school, you know, everybody had the bouncy ones and we dunked out. You know what I mean? Harold Miner used to go at it in high school. And so we dunked
Harold
out
Miner.
And stuff
like that. Shout out Harold Miner, man. We ain't heard that name in a minute.
Yeah, we used to go at it in high school. I mean, it was Southern Cal, North Cal. We had it rolling. With that being said, we didn't practice. We just went off the cuff. So now dudes is taking behind the back, taking, you know, practicing, looking at pro dunkers, taking time, getting the timing, getting advice from dudes, you know what I mean? And going in the lab and getting major dunks off, you know what I mean? So I just look at it like the evolution is incredible, man. I mean, just go from a simple baseline between the legs to at the end of my dunk contest. So I used to throw it up too. At the end of my dunk contest, I'm talking to Sean Kemp, like, man, they wanted me to do one more dunk. I'm like, man, I'm gonna throw it up, go off vert, and throw it between the legs. And him and Antonio David, like, man, you good, da da da. So I was like, all right. So I went and did something else. With that being said, I look at it now like, man, they going behind the back, off the backboard. It's incredible, man. I'm in awe. You know what I mean? When I see these dudes, you know what I mean? With that being said, man, I think Aaron Gordon won the dunk contest.
Man, he's been getting robbed two times, possibly.
Man, baby boy too, man. They need to stop doing that to that kid.
Hey, how you feel about that dunk being named the J.R. Rowdy? Like every time I see somebody do it, I hear somebody talk about it between the legs. They're like, I'm finna try this J.R. Rowdy. Like that actual dunk is basically named after you now.
Man, Stack, I'm glad you said that, bro, because I was starting to think otherwise, because the NBA don't give me no props. And the bottom line,
man, you know the real ones know, man. The real ones know, dog.
My goodness, man. Hey, look, the bottom line, they doing it way better than the original now. But they still going with the legs to win the dunk contest in 2020, bro. At the end of the day. You know what I mean? That dunk has lasted a long
30
time,
years,
man. You know what I mean? And that's me behind it. So with that being said, look, I feel I'm glad you see that, because when I'm around people, I don't hear it that much. I just hear them say, so I'm around a lot of kids and we getting older, so They might just say the East Bay Funk Dunk and not even know I'm right there.
It's you.
You know what I mean? The story behind you know what it, mean? Right.
I heard at least 129 times. The kids say, I'm about to do the East Bay Funk. And I just look, I'm like, you about to do what? I'm about to do the East Bay Funk. I'm like, man, this is a cold game out here. Boy, the boy don't even know. And this is icing on the cake. Mike Foster. Look, I just gave some plug. Mike Foster with Hillcrest. He'll be a senior this year, about 6'9", 245. He's in the top five in his class or whatever. You know what I mean? Real nice. I was coaching last year with Hillcrest, and I'll be coaching again next year with him. He says in practice, I'm about to do the East Bay Funk. Watch out, y'all. I'm about to do the East Bay Funk. I said, man, Mike, man, come on, man. He's like, what? I'm about to do the East Bay Funk. I said, man, I'm standing right here. You're gonna say the J.R. Ryder or something, man. You just not gonna say East Bay Funk, man. I just, cause I feel like East Bay Funk got forgotten, man.
I'm gonna have to
trademark that thing and be like, man, this is just the J.R. Ryder, man. You know what I mean? Nah, you know, it's love. People know, I think the OGs, the parents, let the kids know that, hey, man, that's such and such. He was the first one to do it and da da da. Right. And then, you know, da da da. Our generation know what time it is. Yes,
well, that's why I feel like it's so important, man, to tell you a story because. When people hear the kind of shit you was going through off the court and still coming out here and dropping 20 in the NBA with the shit you were going through, mm-hmm. That's why you and Jack are so similar. Knowing both you guys, and it's funny you guys clicked before we got on camera, like, you guys are cut from the same cloth. Y'all been through a lot of the crazy, similar, off-the-court shit and be able to still focus and go out and get buckets, man. So, I mean, that's why we're excited, man, to tell your story. I've been telling Showtime about you. They're drooling at the mouth.
Bruh,
we gonna get that. We gonna get your story told, man.
It's a movie. Yeah, the real recognized real. You know what I mean? That's why me and Stack, me and you, we get down, we click, we rock together. Right off top. You know what I mean? I remember, bruh, Stack. I remember first time meeting. We in the hotel room, me and the Portland boys. You walk through the door with B Webs, with Bonzi.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, Bonzi, I'm old school. We don't like new faces, right? I don't know who's who, right? You know, we don't know who get out, who's who. I'm like, Bonzi, man, like, what you doing? He's like, nah, man, this is a real one, da da da. And you look at me like, man, dog, what's good, man? How you doing, bro? I'm a real one. I look right in your eyes. Oh, yeah, this is, you know, because real recognize is real.
Yeah.
Right off top. But we hit it right off top, right off the end. I already knew he's a real one, man. But, you know, I heard a lot of your stories. It's heavy. Life get heavy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, life get heavy. You know what I mean? And I like how you relay your messages to the world. Your triumphs appreciate as that. Well as your falls. You know what I mean? So I salute you, Stack. You know what I mean? And I try to do the same thing. You know what I mean? But yeah, everybody got a story to tell. Man, I was the bad boy of the league. You know what I mean? Before
man.
Y'all came. You know what
but
mean?
The real,
I was the one.
The real,
I was
man.
The bad
so
boy, man.
The shit
all
changed
these,
my life, man.
Haiti,
I didn't see so. I didn't see so
go,
much shit going on with my
games.
Pops and
everything. I didn't
talk
to no media.
Yeah.
They didn't talk to me. If they act like they want to talk, stop playing. You don't like me. I go out and get 25. You're looking at them crazy, showing them my
yes,
tattoo.
Sir.
I don't know. You know what I mean? Looking back at it, I wish I could have changed certain things. You know what I mean? But.
That's how I was supposed to go, though. That's how I was supposed to go, man.
I wanted to ask you because I think the misconception of people. Do you think that cost you in all-star appearances or money, or do you think the way you approach the game within reason, you had a reason to have that motherfucking chip? You know, me and Jack played the same way, but do you think your approach may have fucked up some other things or things you possibly had lined up if you took a different approach?
I do, honestly. You know what I mean? And a real man can confess that. You know what I mean?
Right.
I just feel
only
as if,
a real one.
Only a real one. You know what I mean? I just feel as if professionalism came into play. And looking back at it, you know, I have a young son, and if he's ever in the situation I was in, you know what I mean? I'm gonna beat him in his head as far as professionalism. Respect your craft. Mm-hmm. Know how significant this moment is. Mm. You know what I mean? I never took nothing for granted, but I didn't grasp the in-the-moment significance of who I was and what I had going. You know what I mean?
Right.
I was a star, so I look back at it like the mistakes I made, I could have changed for sure. I could have made more money, I could have did different things, you know what I mean? Parlayed my career, you know, much further than it went. So I look back, yeah, I look inward. You know what I mean? I look inward and say, there's some things I could have changed. With the media, I mean, from minute one, even at UNLV in college, it seemed, you know, from minute one, it was everybody against me. You know what I mean? It felt like, you know, a lot of bad articles and a lot of, you know, negative stuff out there, the AP press to every city. So I shut down. You know what I mean? I just felt like, okay, y'all don't like me, I don't like you. You don't rock with me, I don't rock with you. You know, we not gonna fake it. I didn't embrace that part. You know what I mean? And that's the part that sets, you know, superstars from stars or good players from great players. You know, depending on the market too, I'm in a small market. So I was looked at as like, you know, a bad boy right off top, you know what I mean? Rookie season, you know what I mean? So, you know, I had to put it like, I'm gonna just put it straight up. I didn't understand why it was me against the world. But if it's me against the world, if y'all really don't
That's
like
it
like that, you don't even understand what I had to do to get here anyway.
I can answer that question for you, big bro. Let me answer that question for you. I know what it was, and because like you said, we are similar. We had you had to prove yourself so much to get to the point. To get to the NBA. Now, I'm in the NBA, and you averaging 20-point season, and y'all still want to talk to me about everything but the game of basketball, what I'm doing well, the shit would drive anybody crazy. I went through the same shit, you know, just by me defending my teammate in the stands. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I had 3-4 years in a row where I averaged 20. Nobody never heard about it. Every time they talk about me, I remember the brawl. I missed a whole bunch of opportunities for the All-Star because of that. And so I'm saying, you was balling, you was doing everything you was supposed to do, but always continuously having to prove something to somebody. When I'm proving to y'all every night what I'm supposed to be doing, and that's playing a game of basketball, and y'all still want to twist shit, it drive anybody crazy, bro.
True enough. I mean, bro, it was time in Minnesota, bro. You mean, this is my rookie season, right? But that's true, very true. You know what I mean? I remember my rookie season in Minnesota. In the newspaper, they put... Somebody wants to shoot JR, me. My folks, you know what I mean? My people in South Minneapolis know what time it is. I still talk to a few of my boys. I was like, man, find out what's going on, da da da. It was somebody wrote on a garage, like some gangbang shit. It was a whole nother JR, a whole nother whatever it was, and whatever was whatever, it had nothing to do with me. The newspaper put out there to the people. I remember reading this is my first month being there. You know what I mean? And the media was just too, they never embraced it, boom, boom, boom. And back then, they had the AP press. So anything this person feels, he sent it to the next person, and they just run with that story. If there is
And you
a
never had a voice person, back then either.
Never had a voice.
No platform.
You know what I mean? I admit my faults, you know what I mean? Because look, I had a run in my rookie season. I get it. You know what I mean? Very minute compared to contrast too. But with that being said, I mean, the media, every city was on one. I was the bad boy. I took it like, okay. I didn't embrace like I'm the bad boy. I'm just more like, man, y'all got me twisted. I'm about to go serve this two guard or whatever city I'm
whoever
in.
It is.
And I'm gonna keep living my life. You know what I mean? Yeah, I didn't like them folks and they didn't like me. You know what I mean? It was a trip, you know what I mean? And then, you know, because you know, AI came, people think the white t-shirts and you know what I mean, AI didn't start that. I'm not saying it like that. You know what I mean? I love AI. He's an icon, and that's the soldier. You know what I mean?
But
whenever he came in, 95, 96, 9, 93, they already chose a bad boy. They was already hating on this kid. I wasn't going to the off, bruh. It's footage. I'm gonna show it to you, Matt. It's gonna make the thing we do together for Showtime, bro. I'm telling you, it's gonna make it. It's footage. Of me, Eddie Jones making an All-Star game. Of me getting numbers and numbers and talking to him in the game. And they kept giving me interviews. We was in the playoffs. So Isaiah Ryder, how you feel about your matchup with you and Eddie Jones? You sure you want to talk to me about that? I'm just getting dressed right now. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, how you feel? You guys got a little matchup. You guys got a little battle going on. Ain't no battle going on. I give him 29. He gets about 17, 18. They got Shaq and many players, so they're the feature team. So you got Nick Van Exel going to All-Star game. Eddie Jones going to All-Star game. Shaq, and I think one more I forget. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm eating up Eddie Jones at my position. You know what I mean? I'm sorry I keep saying your name, brother, because we don't even have a problem. But I'm eating up this guy at my position. So you're telling me how the matchup gonna go. They gonna double team me every time I get the ball is how the matchup gonna go. And I'm still gonna get 25 a game. And that's that. You know what I mean? So if he's an all-star, I say this, Matt. I said, if he's an all-star, I'm an all-pro, period. I'm tired of y'all giving these all-star nods to these different dudes. And then when Finley came, they started doing it to him too. I'm like, man, come on, man. I'm playing in Dallas in front of my folks. Whenever I come to Texas, and play Dallas, I have 50, 60 people on the stand, my daddy and all of them, you know what I mean? I had to get him. So I'm serving Finley too. He make the All-Star team. I said, man, this is a rigger. I stopped caring, you know what I mean? Like Devin Booker's daddy.
This fight is fixed.
Devin Booker's daddy, I played against him in college. So I ran into him about a month ago. He was like, man, Devin was mad he didn't get the nod for All-Star and da-da-da-da. I said, man, his peers know what time it is. He can hoop,
straight
he
up.
Can get out. I mean, everybody know what it is. You know what I mean? He all
right.
Tell him to keep his head up. He's like, nah, he was really shook up. He was like, you know, was like really in the dumps. Like, he gonna tank for a second. I'm like, what? And I gave him my example offense, like what I went through. And I could tell that dad maybe it wasn't, he couldn't compare like maybe his son now, but right. But I was telling him, I went through that. I went through looking at guys like, how are they making the All-Star team when I'm killing them? You know what I mean? Right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't get it. Tell him to keep his head up, his peers know what it is. You know what I mean? That's really it. But yeah,
real recognized, you know, keep on moving. Hey, man, there's so much more we want to get into, but that's why you got to come to the studio, man. We got to get you in studio. We got to tell your story. We got to talk more about your story. But, man, we appreciate your time today. Thank you for spending it with us and sharing. So much more to get to, though.
Appreciate you, bro.
I thank y'all, bro. I know I was a little chatty, a little talking to him, but
nah,
you know.
Nah, we love it.
I need more. Nah, bro. I can't wait to sit down with you face to face, dog.
That's when it's going to get real heavy and deep for both of us. I got some more stories to tell you.
Yeah.
I know some stories already because some of my people rock with you. You know what I mean? That this is just a small world. It's just a small world.
Jack,
you know
what's
the... They love you in the Bay, too. Both of y'all, they love y'all in the town.
That's our second home.
So much love in the Bay. Talk to him, bro.
Love and respect. We got to do it again when we sit down, you know what I mean? Do it right.
No doubt.
Nah, for sure.
Jack got a special begging section request. Usually he asks for stuff from people, but he has a special request for you, which is going to make this line up perfect.
Being that I got so much respect for you and I never really had the time just to kick it with you, nothing like that, I just want to get a session in with you one time.
Yeah. We got to.
If you want to do it once, I want to do it two times.
Yeah, we good. I just want to get the first one in, man.
I mean, I'm like Snoop, man. My sessions be lasting a long time, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with it. I'm cool with it.
Hey, we got to get a session in, bro. I would be honored and privileged, bro.
Hey, we'll have Snoop come through, too. Yeah.
We got to. Hey, look, I'm going to have a little strand coming out in about two, three months. It's okay to say it. You know what I mean? With Skypack and Migs and the door, Green Door in the Bay, I grew up with them guys. When I went pro, a lot of them dudes went grow. You know what I mean? So they real large in the game.
Straight up.
And they going to put a East Bay Funk strand out, you know what I mean, coming in about 3 months. You know what I mean? So I was in the town about a month ago, and it's lovely. You know what I mean? So we definitely got to, you know what I mean, put about 10 of them together, man.
Come on.
He talking about a good session.
Like Fat Rat, that might be a power sit down. We might doze off in that bitch. We gonna come right back to life.
It's all right, you know what I mean? A little cold water.
That's it, man. Well, JR, thank you, man. I hope you guys enjoyed a special quarantine episode of All the Smoke with Bay Area legend JR Ryder. Jack, great show. JR, thank you for coming on, man. We appreciate you. You can catch this episode on Showtime Basketball YouTube or all platform streaming podcasts.
All them boys.
This life was all I ever wanted.
I'm not leaving. Not yet.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Gotta hit the streets, make some money.
People like us must destroy people like him. Buckle up.
Get Showtime free at Showtime.com.